This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon. Welcome, everybody, to a Thursday edition of The Drive, KFH Radio. Bob and Jeff with you until 6 o'clock this evening. We got Todd Arrocha producing the show at 869-1240, and Max Power is on the board, ready to bring you 2 hours of fascinating discussion, scintillating entertainment.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I'm capable of that. I wasn't even, honest to goodness, I wasn't even aware you were over there when I said that.
Welcome back to the Cleveland Indians, number 41 switch hitter, Carlos Santana.
You realize no one cares.
I don't care if anybody cares. That's what I have a microphone.
Who do you go to when you need someone to discuss the Indians?
Scotty, of course. What do you mean?
Your friend Scott. Yeah. Who else?
I don't need anybody else.
Has Stan Finger weighed in today?
I don't know if Stan has participated in any conversations. Haven't really checked on Stan today. But I imagine if he's... Well, Stan is ultimate pessimist about
really?
All of his sports teams, but it doesn't look like he's weighed in on the Tribe today.
Well, what's been the general reaction
We're
that
you've
seen?
We're thrilled over there in Northeast Ohio. We couldn't be happier. We realize this is probably going to lead to some other moves.
You're not going to keep Carlos Santana, are you?
What do you mean? Of course we are.
Where do you want him to play?
He's our first baseman.
Who's your DH?
Either Bowers or...
You're going to DH a 23-year-old.
Well, right now, he might be our left fielder. He might be a right fielder.
Oh, boy. See, those kind of things.
What?
Red flag.
What's a red flag?
He's not an outfielder.
He's played outfield in the major league. So, yeah, he is.
Matt Adams has played outfield in the major leagues. He's not an
outfielder. Out of necessity.
When you put these guys in the outfield, it never works out.
Jake Bowers is fine as an outfielder. He's six.
I don't want to talk about the Indians. You're a two-trick pony, man. Either we talk about Jason Edey, or we're talking about the Indians.
Well, I'm good with that.
Develop some other things.
What's wrong with
that? And by the way, you got a Dear John letter from Jason Edey. Tell us about that. Now, that I find entertaining.
Why is that entertaining?
I just like it. I like the fact that they're probably back there in Edey camp going, man, we got to get this guy.
Fine. Who cares?
Tell me what you did.
Who cares?
Tell our listeners what happened.
So I didn't hear back on the Facebook message, so I'm like, okay, I'll just email his people. I want to know an answer.
Does he have people?
If he thinks I'm crazy, what? I don't care. I really don't.
But does he have people?
Yes, he's got a management group, and it recently changed. Because it's not the same people I dealt with getting him on the radio show. So threw it out there. I'll write a bio for free for his website and for publicity if you want to use it. It was a great email I sent.
How long was the email?
It was about four paragraphs.
Was it effusive? Was it like...
Yeah, I said he's...
Nine times and... 2 weeks? Did you include that stuff?
Maybe I'll post the email I sent on Twitter later.
Please don't.
Why?
You got to cut your losses.
I lost. I get it. But I needed to know an answer, ultimately, and now I have one. It's a stupid answer. It's the wrong answer, but at least it's an answer.
How do you know they didn't go to Edey and say, hey, Jason, this guy, I think this might be good. And Edey may have said, yeah, he's everywhere I go. We gotta knock him out.
I haven't bothered Jason Edey. I talked to him once.
What is this, Max? Oh. What the... So you talked to him how many times?
Once.
All right. Well, keep trying.
No, I'll try again in 6 months, but I needed an answer. This is something I wanted to do. It's no different than chasing... I was chasing a job. That's all it is. I wanted to work for the guy, and they said no.
Well, you wanted to work for no money.
Right.
Wanted to volunteer.
Correct.
And they said basically they're good.
They're good.
They don't really have a bio of the guy.
Yeah, they have an about section on his website that's 2 years old and doesn't even reference his most recent album or anything actually about Jason Edey that matters that would engage people.
Well, you should have fired. Here's what I would have appreciated out of you. I would have fired back and said, listen, look at your website. It's terrible.
The website itself is fine, but this about section is brutal.
Look at the about section. It's terrible. What are you clowns doing up there?
Right.
You know, become a little agitated.
Well,
you don't get your way by just saying, oh,
I sent.
I tried. I had to know. And you don't get the girl that way.
Well, you don't also get the girl by when she says no that you keep pursuing. No, you don't. That's,
you don't give
that's
up.
Called harassment.
You don't give up.
I'm not giving up, but I'm taking a break from it for now. Now that I have an answer, like I said, his management team changed over the past 6 months. In 6 months, it might be different again, and I'll float it to that guy. They'll wise up. Who wouldn't want something?
I kind of hope you're done.
I can't ask again in 6 months?
That'd be odd to me, but you can do whatever you want. Listen, you're your own man.
And I don't care what people think.
No, you never do. And despite that, we're going to take Earl. Earl, you're on the show.
Here comes Earl, ready to call me names again. Don't do it, Earl, because that stuff hurts my feelings.
Does it really?
It does.
I'm not trying to call you names, Jeff. I want you to consider something for a moment. I know it's tough in the world of Jeff, but on the outside world, you've gotten some feedback on this already. Do you remember when you interviewed the country star a couple weeks ago who knew Jason Eady and his family?
Yeah.
And you asked him a question that basically was, why do you think he hasn't made it big time in that? Why he isn't a star? And he kind of furred up on you like, well, if you think that, you're not quite right. And you said, no, I think he's great. You're projecting on him things that you want to see. He's very comfortable in his own clothes. Can you wrap your mind around that?
I get that, and that was certainly one of the conclusions I drew when I was rejected for free good work today.
Yeah, I think Earl's got a point. Why not just enjoy the journey with a guy who doesn't seem to be caught up in fame? Accolades. I mean, there's something to be said for that.
But that's why I connect with him, because I'm not out here looking for fame either. I'm not trying to help him get famous. I'm trying to be a part of this small little operation he's got going on.
Well, you are a part of that small operation.
Yeah, you've seen him seven times.
It sounds like you fund it. You fund his operation, and he's probably content with that.
Fair enough.
Warren Zevon wasn't a big star for most people. And he'd go on Letterman, and they'd basically say, hey, how come you don't blow up more? He says, I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm content with my place. Jeff, he's content with his place.
Okay.
Be content with your place.
Earl, let me just say this, Earl, and it won't change your mind. Our thoughts evolve. Two of the last three Jason Eady concerts I've seen, someone has literally thrown up on the floor of the venue where he was playing. On the floor, just out where people are sitting. And I think he deserves better than having people throw up at his shows.
Is that because the place smells bad or because you have to get that drunk to enjoy his music?
Well, this person the other night, I think, probably died later that evening, and I'm not joking. He was in real bad shape, but I don't know. It's just I think he deserves better than.
Thanks, Earl. The story keeps this Jason Eady story. Here's what you need to do. You need to write a book about this, and whether it sells or not, you just need to sit down somewhere and write the process.
It's too bad.
Here's what you are to me. You're a guy that sees the end of the Eagles coming. So you were desperate to find somebody to step in.
Right.
You happen to hear Jason Eady. You like his songs. You like his way. That's all fine and dandy.
Right.
But now it's starting to get to you.
Well, it's too bad.
It's starting to bother you.
No, what's starting to bother me?
The whole Eady experience.
No, it's not.
People throwing up. That's what people
do at concerts.
Well,
I don't
want to
see that. I don't want to see
that. Do you know how many
guy,
people throw up at an Eagles concert?
I don't want to see a guy four seats down throwing up on the floor and in his Coleman cooler.
Well, did they stop the show?
No, but they had to get people out and he had to get escorted out. And
Was he drunk or sick?
I don't know. A little of both. He was sweating. I thought he was having a heart attack. This was bad. He cleared out two rows of people who had to go move. And here, meanwhile, Jason Eady, with some of the greatest musicians on the planet up there with him, he deserves better. And it is unfortunate that I've spent my whole life seeing the Eagles in front of 15,000 people. And then I go see this Jason Eady, who I feel similarly about, and he gets 30 people.
That's what's bothering
and they're throwing
you.
Up.
But
and
you can't handle this.
I want, why can't he play in front of 1,000 people?
You can't handle being a Jason Eady fan. It's not going to work for you long term.
I'm doing my best.
You may be one of 20 in the whole country that feel this way about Jason Eady. He's just a guy out there trying to make a living. He's not interested in this weird fixation
but he's
that
doing,
you have on him. It's just not going to work. I have never been more sure about
so
something.
So what is this going to look like in a year?
Oh, ugly. You'll be throwing up.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will. Anxiety.
Why can't I just appreciate his music? Try to see where I can help.
Because you're,
he doesn't
you see,
need to be
it,
playing
it's a
in front
badge
of
honor for you now to say, oh, I'm going to Albuquerque to see Jason Eady when 15 people in Albuquerque don't show up.
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
This is who you are. You're always an obsessive person.
It's not an obsessive
it
person.
It is.
It's a deeply caring person.
You aren't deeply caring.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Name one thing you care about me.
No, I'm a deeply caring person about the things that I care about.
Well, exactly.
And people say, oh, I'm not, whatever. I don't need to defend myself against.
This is very therapeutic for you.
It isn't.
You have now crossed the line.
Good.
And it's time to pull back a little bit.
You think.
And just say, you know what, Edie? I hope you're successful. When you come to Wichita, I'm going to love seeing you. But I'm done traveling the Midwest and the southern region of the country.
I'm not, though.
When's the next one?
Denton, Texas. Do you think Randy...
You're serious?
Yeah, and I'm going with my friend Zach. Do you think...
Zach, you're not going, are you?
He's going. Do you think Randy Dees from Ever 7 Management is some big shot record guy... No, he's no better at what he does than I am at what I do. And I could have written a bio for Jason Eady that would have gone circles around anything Randy Dees of Ever 7
now
Management.
Now you're lashing out at
it's
his
the
management.
Truth.
But it's strange.
He's got him playing in front of pukers all over the country. Randy Dees. I'd fire Randy Dees on the spot.
This has the potential to be... I'm not comfortable right now.
Well, that's fine.
I'm just going to say that. I'm gonna throw that. Max, are you comfortable? Max is not really.
You put yourself out there. Maybe you make yourself look bad. Don't think I have
anything similar to this in our listening audience.
Don't think.
It's time for. No, be quiet. It's time. I know Earl felt that way about Rush, although Rush is a mainstream. Who has this fairly obscure person, either in the entertainment industry, that they're just fascinated by. I can't relate.
I wasn't ready for all this, okay? You're right. I wasn't ready to have a musician that I cared about as much or nearly as much as I enjoyed the Eagles. I wasn't ready. And then it happened, and you're right. I'm handling it poorly.
It's not good. It's a bad.
It is what it is.
It's a bad situation.
I had to try, and don't think I don't have self-awareness over this. I get it. Jason Eady doesn't know me, though. I'll show up at 8 million of his other concerts, and he'll never recognize me. So it doesn't really matter.
Oh, they recognize
no,
you.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, trust me.
Trust me, he doesn't.
It gets back to him that he's got a guy wanting to do his bio. Trust me on this stuff. These people pay
Why
attention.
Why wouldn't Jason Eady want a bio done about him?
He doesn't care. That's
well,
why.
Well, that's why I like him.
Today, well, exactly. So leave the guy alone.
I'll try.
And I mean that.
He
it's
doesn't
very,
know
very
who I am. It
I
doesn't matter.
Put my foot down.
It doesn't matter.
To a 36-year-old.
I'm 35 for 8 more days.
Today on the show, Arnie Baylor joins us at 425 along with Russ Moorman. Two of the finest Shockers in their baseball history, to talk about their years at Wichita State playing for Gene Stephenson, who will be inducted into the Shocker Sports Hall of Fame on Saturday at halftime of the Wichita State-Southern Mississippi game at Intrust Bank Arena. big dinner and banquet for Gene Stevenson tomorrow night. Russ Moorman, Eric Wedge, the keynote speaker. Paul Sullentrop at 4:45 today as we talk Shocker basketball. Wichita State with a win last night at home over Jacksonville State. At 5:25, our Orr Nissan picks, and that will be enjoyable as well. It is fascinating to talk about this for me. I don't know what again, I asked listeners if they have a, what's the word, obsession?
Yeah.
You're admitting you have an obsession.
I didn't say that. I wasn't even paying attention to you.
I just said, what is this, an obsession? You said, yeah.
I like his music, okay? I find his music. I don't know him personally. It's not like that. And I don't know why I need to defend enjoyment of someone's music. And desire for him to play in front of people that aren't throwing up on the floor.
This is a new one. Okay? Hadn't heard that one. You say there was another show.
Yes. In Oklahoma City just a couple days ago.
What was the other show where they threw up?
In Arkansas. Just a guy walking to the bathroom.
In Arkansas, they're throwing up all the time.
Throws up
that
on the floor and just
that.
Keeps walking. Doesn't care.
In Arkansas,
it's someone else's responsibility when I throw up on the
passage.
Floor.
Man, you are wound up.
Well,
Chip, here's a man that needs to step in. Chip has seen everything there is to
Chip,
see.
Oh, Chip. Hey, Chip.
Chip,
well, you know,
go for it.
I just want to encourage you.
Thank
you. I'll tell you what. I'm a big Springsteen fan, and I kind of jumped on the Springsteen boat in 78. So that's 40 years ago. But, you know, he became part of the consciousness of the nation in 84. That's when he got more commercial. And everybody. But before that, he had a cult following. He was big on campuses. He was there. And there are people there that started, just like you did, that watched him wherever he was in 70, 71, 72, 73. And they now, you know, wherever they live, if he comes there, they got tickets. Because he remembers them from those little joints where people threw up on the floor. And, you know, they are his boys and girls. He loves them. 40 years later, he remembers all those people because they were there at the beginning and they were passionate about the music. So keep it up.
Chip, that is a very nice call.
It is. I appreciate
that. Jeff does appreciate it. So there's no reason at all to be a bit concerned. Chip's gone.
That's a walk-off blast for Chip.
Chip may be angry with me.
He probably is.
There was a musician in Wichita when I was in high school and college named Lander Ballard. And Lander Ballard was a great musician. I mean, just fantastic. And there were people in Wichita that wanted to see him perform as much as they could, anywhere he went. And he stayed around the area. I would compare Lander Ballard, in a lot of ways, to Jason Eadie. Doesn't have probably the record deal that Jason Eadie. Why are we? I feel like I'm becoming obsessed.
And to be fair, I wasn't really in on the ground floor with Eadie. He started in 05 or thereabouts.
By the way, listeners, this is the last conversation about Jason Eadie.
It's not, though.
On this show.
You know it won't be.
For at least 6 months.
Okay.
And for at least 6 months.
But his first album was crowdfunded.
I don't want to hear it. Until you write another email or letter, we're not talking about him. I don't want to know where you're going to see him. You got to give me a break on this for a little bit.
So when Zach goes and enjoys it, he can't call and review?
No. So two times in the last week, you've gone to Kansas City and Oklahoma City on work nights.
Yeah.
Driven there after work. Driven home after the concert, gone to work early the next morning.
Correct.
How's that feeling to you?
Well, I'm rejuvenated now.
How'd it feel last night?
Well, it didn't feel great this morning.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Because we did radio last night, too. But it's all good. And I would have found the time to write a bio, get with Jason, get with his people, talk with
Stop.
Him.
Stop!
And I would have found that time, too, but they rejected, and there it is.
Stop. That's it.
They said, hell no.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for 6 months. We'll check in on Jason Eadie June 13th. Is that Aaron's birthday?
Yeah, it is.
That'll be easy to remember.
We can, yeah, we
Your
will.
Jason Edey update coming up on June 13th. Up next on this show, we'll discuss Gene Stephenson and Shocker Baseball with two of his former players, Arnie Baylor and Russ Moorman. That's next on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.